Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we I just want you.
longing just to hear from you. My soul is waiting to know someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and say,
let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Thank you.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sing about the goodness of God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome and morning glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome and bless God for each and every one of you this morning. It is a good day. Hallelujah, a marvelous day, just to be in his presence. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. Let us pray. Our Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we honor and glorify your name. You are worthy, O God, of praise and glory. You are worthy of honor. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you and we say thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We surrender this service to you. Move in our midst. Take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way. We surrender completely and totally to you. Let your perfect will be done, Spirit of the living God. Your perfect will. Move in our midst. Move in our hearts. Move, Holy Spirit. Take over, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Let your kingdom come, Almighty God. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Ghost. We adore you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. We adore you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. We praise your name, Holy Ghost. We worship you, Holy Spirit, in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. We come to thy throne of grace, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Father, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Have mercy, O God, upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our nieces and our nephews. O God, be merciful unto us. Have mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. O God, be merciful. Lord, be merciful unto us. Lord, be merciful. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings. Lord, be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak everything that concerns our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Each and every one of us in the blood of Jesus, our homes, our grandchildren, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Lord, let the blood cleanse us. Let the blood wash us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood. And so, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Uriya masandariya koromasim. Uriya masetariya koromasetariya 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 koromasim. Uriya masetariya koromasetariya koromasetariya koromasim. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Almighty Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Uriya masetariya koromasetariya korom. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We bless you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, take preeminence over this service. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let me speak your word. Let me speak a word to encourage your children this morning, to encourage us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to speak words to encourage each and every one of us, to take us through, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you this morning for the word that is coming forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. I bless God for each and every one of you that's here this morning. We praise God for his goodness in your life, in our lives. We praise him for all his promises are yes and amen. He's faithful. I want to talk this morning about God's faithfulness. God is faithful, Psalm 145. Let me read. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. God is faithful, covenant-keeping God. Let's look at Genesis 12. Hallelujah. And it's one of the scriptures that we all read it over and over again. But I want you, if you hear this morning, I pray that you can hear this out. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis 12:1-3, None the Lord has said unto Abraham, Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Look at verse 3. I will bless them that bless thee. And curse him that curseth thee, and in thee all thy families of the earth shall be blessed. Hallelujah. Right now, we are receiving, we under the blessings, we're receiving those blessings right now. Hallelujah, because we are in a covenant relationship with God, amen, through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And God is a covenant-keeping God. But this morning, I want to tell you a story about King David. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a story about King David. There was a King David, the king of before he became king. Saul was after David. Running after David. I don't have time this morning to go through the scripture step by step, but maybe this week I'll do it. But because I want you to know about the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. So running of jealousy because the Lord has taken, has broken his, the Lord has broken his covenant relationship with Saul. And Saul was very, very disobedient. He did things his way. Hallelujah. So when even though the David was running from Saul, he came to a place where the Gittites were, and they were able to help him. Let me just give you the scripture because I want you to look at something so you can't think God forgot about you. Amen. I don't want you to ever believe that God has forgotten about you. When you look at 2 Samuel 15:21, Ittai answered the king, as the Lord live and my Lord the king live, wherever my Lord the king shall be, whether death or life, there shall your servant be also. The Gittites were very, very close. This particular Gittite, his name was Ittai. Hallelujah. And he was close. Very close. Even though the Gittites was from one of the Philistines tribes, but they were close to he showed this man. Ittai showed kindness. Very kind to David. The Gittites were that day. Even when King Saul was running after David, they helped him. But did God say, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. You see, when you honor, a lot of people do not know what it means. When you honor covenant servant, when you honor God's servant, when you honor Christ, or you honor leadership that God has placed, I'm not talking about honoring leadership like you said. They're not God. No, no, no. God is, you honor God, but you honor the leadership that he has placed you under. Okay, even if you're not under the leadership, I respect every man and woman of God, every apostle. I give them the respect. Every pastor, I give them respect. Every prophet, every man or woman, you don't even have to have a title. You're in the kingdom of God. I give you that respect. Hallelujah. If you're not in the kingdom of God, I still give you the respect. But there are certain people that have impacted my life that I give the honor to. Hallelujah. And when I look back, I look at Pastor Ray before I became a minister. Before I became you, I had a calling on my life. I remember meeting him just over the phone. With my girlfriend told me, Prophet Philip gone, and he prayed with me all the time. Even before I became a minister, way, way before I had the calling, Pastor Ray, basically he's in the magazine every time we send it out. When I'm honoring, I honor that Pastor Ray, a Caucasian. He's an apostle, very learned man of God. I honor, and many times you come, you hear Apostle Mary. Apostle Mary came. She let me recognize the calling. When I had my daycare center in Columbia, Maryland, and I started talking to Apostle Mary through the internet. I remember Ricky was a teenager, and he was giving me a hard time. And I knew that someone told me, I don't remember how we got connected, for how she could pray. And I called her, and she prayed with me, and our relationship started, and she began to pray with me. Then one day she said to me, I had not met her, do you mind me coming? And the Lord wants me to come to your daycare center in Columbia, Maryland. I said, yes. I don't mind you coming. You can come. And Apostle Mary, at that time, we used to call her Reverend Mary, came with another lady. And she came with a bag. And then she came and said, the Lord said he has called you to ministry. That day, she gave me some stuff. She prayed over me, anointed me, and everything. Right in the daycare center where I was, I own a daycare center. That's right there she came. And the kids were napping. And that's the time she came, when they were napping, because that was a good time, because the kids used to nap, I think, from 1 to 3 o'clock. And she came during that time. I have some kids that don't like to sleep, but God put them to sleep. She anointed me and told me I had a calling on my life and gave me a bag. And so I didn't even understand what it was. So I honor her. Sometimes people see me always calling her, calling Pastor. These are the people I honor. Hallelujah. I honor those are the people that God set in my life. I honor Apostle George. Hallelujah, who God had him recognize the calling of my life, and he anointed me and recognized the calling, and under him I became an apostle. Hallelujah. Even the ones that in the end I honor, Bishop Archibald Cole, who ordained me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I honor, honor him in the name of Jesus. I honor Pastor Sawyer, because he recognized, even before Bishop Cole recognized, the calling of God on my life. And he asked me to minister at his church before I became ordained. So I honor him. You honor, I give them those honors, Pastor Sawyer, Bishop Cole. I honor Apostle Victoria Michael as an intercessor in her ministry. I was a minister, and she had me as an intercessor. I didn't even know, but these people recognized the gifts and the calling. God opened their eyes to see the gift and calling on my life. Hallelujah. So I don't forget, even if the relationship turned sour, I still do. I will not disrespect them or dishonor. Relationships go sour, but I still honor them. What I'm saying. So when God, when I'm talking about David, sometimes we forget people. And because a little mishap happened in our lives, we forget those who are with us in the beginning, and we just forget it. Even as we come to the anniversary, I remember the ministry started, and I only had $40 to start this ministry. And told me what to do for the Marriott and everything, and to sign the contract. I said, how can I sign the contract? God said, go ahead and do this. I used the $40 to make the invitation. I didn't even know how to pay for this. But there was a lady, God told her to call me. And when she called me, and she said, the Lord said I should pay for this hotel. Sister Cassandra, she paid for it. I told her, go ahead to the hotel. I was surprised. So God put these people in place. Even some of the people that left the ministry. Florine, I honor her. I honor Cicera, I honor her. I honor several of them that were here that left. But when Sister Minister Jackie, I honor her. There are a lot of them that left, but I still, because they were a blessing. I'm one of those women of God, whether you're with me or you're not with me in ministry, you are with God. I do not hurl curses as a woman of God on no one. Everybody have the freedom. If you God has called you somewhere else, you can go. You can leave. Why would I hold you? You're not mine. You are God, if you want to leave with betrayal and all, that's fine. That's you. It's between you and God. Is that the, I don't have any, I have to keep my focus, and I kept my focus. Yes, there are things I paid for. Yes, it hurts when people betray you and stab you in the back. Yes, but I cannot, if I focus on all the pain and hurt in life, I will not focus on my assignment. But Mother right here has been with me for years. Even at the when I was at New Life Ministries, she was there. She was with me. Hallelujah. So there are so many people that honor, even those that just came, I honor. Angry, my mother and father, when I did things that were upsetting to them. Did they curse me? No, they did not curse me. They chastised me, but I'm not going to curse people. No, I cannot do that. God is the one. Vengeance is mine, he says, and he will repent. I honor Sis Abby. Abby, Sis Abby was, I'm trying to find her. Sis Abby was so diligent. I honor Nancy. Nancy was diligent. There were a group of them that were diligent. But somehow, some way, they left, and that's fine. I don't own my children that came from my belly. I don't own them. They are God's children. So when people want to leave and go, leave, let them leave. Pray for them. Bless them. Just pray that they go, they don't leave and go astray from the kingdom of God, that they grow in the kingdom of God. And if they want to say nasty things about you, let them say. Let them do things. That's fine. But God is the one who will avenge these things. He hears, he knows, he sees. So I don't get into that. The reason I'm saying, you know, when and those that have been faithful and loyal through the time, some of them are dead. Mama Cole is dead. That Sister Lamina was with me, she's dead. She died two, three years ago. These people, but they were loyal. And I pray for the children. I pray for the family. I appreciate people. We got to learn to be grateful for who God has placed in our lives. Amen. What about you learn from those experiences and it helps you to grow? These are some of the purifying fires. If you think you will be in the kingdom of God and people will not betray you, they will. Forget it. Whether you're a minister or not, people will do the worst things to you. You cannot focus on what they do. You have to focus on God. So the Gittites was very good to David. I said, God said, I will bless those that bless you. And our first story, he told Abraham, David is in the tribe of Israel. He's under that. Hallelujah. Israel is in a covenant relationship with God due to Abraham. David has a covenant also. So the covenant just don't stop. So what happened? And I don't have too much time to explain, but when the Ark of the Covenant when David decided to take the Ark of the Covenant and they put it on the cart and it was taking it to Jerusalem. And two of the guys touched the Ark and they died. But the Ark was taking into Obed-Edom's house. And I can give you detail and scripture above scripture. Self-revelation that I never even knew until our teacher, my teacher, Apostle Bob, who I honor, and his wife and family. And he was teaching and he went into detail. What I'm saying to you, that ark was taken into Obed-Edom's house. And who is Obed-Edom? Obed-Edom was a Gittite. God remembered what that Gittite did for David, what the Gittites did for David way back when David was running from Saul. So God allowed that ark to go into Obed-Edom's house. And the Bible tells you for that 3 months, Edom was blessed beyond measure, the whole household. A Gittite was blessed. A lot of people do not know the details. Why? Because a Gittite honored David, was loyal to David, hid David. God is faithful to his promises. So God rewarded that womb. Hallelujah. It might not have been Obed-Edom, but it was from the bloodline. The Gittite, honor the man or woman of God. God never forgets it. Let me tell you it right now. When you honor men and women of God who has been there, God never forgets it. Even if a pagan honor a man, a woman of God, God will bless that pagan. Hallelujah. He will bless them. He will reward them. You don't believe it? Let's look at when Malachi, what happened to him? Esther's uncle. What happened? He was blessed. Even though he was an Israelite, he was blessed because Ahasuerus, a pagan king, honored him because he saved a king's life. You see, when you honor, you give God's sons or daughters a pitcher of water. Of honor. That's why when you hear people speaking about men and women of God, I always tell people, stop. Leave, don't say nothing negative. Leave them to God. Let God be with his people. These are his servants. Do open your mouth to say evil or negative things about men or women of God, because God hears, God sees, God knows. Not because they're not God, but they carry the anointing of God. That's why David could not even kill Saul, because Saul had the anointing still on him. He was an anointed man of God, so David could not kill him. That's why the man who boasted and said he killed Saul, David killed him, because that's not God's anointing. And it's not to make you fearful, but you get blessings. A first blessing. Another thing you get blessings for when you honor your parents, your mother and father. Your day shall be long. God got no promises. And I'm a living witness. Today is my late mother's birthday. And God has blessed me so much. And is still blessing me because I took care of my mom to her last breath. And not because I don't care, but I always honor my parents. I honor my father and my mother. So God wants us to respect each other. We might not agree, but we might respect. We can't go and blabbermouth and say evil and negative. Even if somebody hurt you, let God take charge of it. A lot of blessings are hidden because of our lips, of what we say. When I learn some truths, I said, Lord, have mercy. Forgive me, I didn't know it. He said, if you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As you study the word of God and read the word of God, you will know that you're not supposed to do certain things. That's why it's good to read and study. So you see, open Peter was blessed exceedingly abundantly for that 3 months. What I'm saying to you, there are many blessings that are coming from you to you. Not because of Apostle Marco, because before you even met me, right now you order your pastor. You order the pastor's wife or husband. Then right, not only now, but in the years before, you planted seed in the ministry. In the years before, you were a servant. In the years before, you gave them a glass of water, a cold water. In the years before, when you were back in your country, you did certain things. Years before, you honor your parents. I'm here to tell you, God is about to release his blessings, and you will see the manifestation of his blessings because of all that you did. He didn't forget you. He didn't forget you. So this week, begin to praise him in advance for all the blessings. Lord, I praise you that you have released an Obed-Edom blessing upon my life. Lord, I praise you that you have released an Obed-Edom blessing upon the life of my children. Lord, I praise you that you have released an Obed-Edom blessing upon my husband and myself. Lord, I praise you. You have released an Obed-Edom blessing. I praise you. You have released an Obed-Edom blessing upon this ministry. Oh, God, I praise you. I praise you. And in the name of Jesus, not by my might or power, but I pray, oh God, that those who have been here, labor, oh God, that you release an open blessing upon them and their families. Let it be manifested. Give them a testimony in the name of Jesus. Vengeance is yours, Lord. You will repay. So even those that have left, those that have said negative evil words, those that have tried to stop and hinder this ministry, Lord, I release them into your hands. Vengeance is yours, and you will repay. So I'm not focused on them. I'm focused on you. In Jesus' name. Bless the men and women of God in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, revealed, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, 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 blessed day, blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Conference recording stopped.